We continue now in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 2. And we proceed to the second and third Mishnayos of the first Perek. Perek Aleph, Mishneh Beis, and Mishneh Gimel. Yesterday in Mishnah Aleph, we learned of 5 Avos Hatumah, which only have the power of making Odom Vekelim Tomei if they come into direct contact with the Odom Vekelim. The Odom Vekelim touch the 5 that we learned about yesterday, namely Sheret, Shichvah, Zerah, Temei Meis, Mitzoro, Bimei Sofro, and Mechato She'ein Bohem Kedei Hazoy. So that is the lowest level of Avos HaTumah. Now we're going Lamailo Mehem. We're going up, upping the ante, to sources of Tumah, Avos HaTumos, which have more power, which are metame, as we will learn, not only b'maga, by direct contact, but even b'masa, even if a person does not actually touch them, but carries them. And they are nevela, the dead carcass of an animal, or a kezias, a olive-sized amount of flesh from a carcass, let's say, of a cow. Nevela. Umechatos sheyesh bohem kedei hazoya. And similarly, the mechatos, the pure water which was sanctified by the ash of the poro aduma, but there's a sufficient quantity of it to sprinkle with, meaning, as we defined yesterday, to immerse the roshe givole ho'ezov, the tips of the stalks of the hyssop, into them. So there's sufficient amount of water to actually use to function as a purifying water. So that, if it is used by a person who's not involved in the procedure of the Pora Aduma, just someone who's playing with it, that water, that quantity of Mechatos water, those are Shehem Mitamines Odom Bimasa. If a person is just carrying this Nevela, not touching it, or part of the Nevela, or carrying this Mechatos Yesh Behem Kedei Hazoya. So they are Mitame, that person, Bimasa. But here, read carefully. Letame bigodim bimago, because the pasuk says, with reference to a person who is carrying a nevela, v'hanoseyes nivloso yichabes bigodo v'tome yado erev. The person who is carrying, this is vayikro yud aleph pasuk mem. If a person is carrying a bit of nevela, he becomes tome that entire day. And he has to also cleanse his clothing, the clothing which he was wearing. They also have to be put in the mikveh. From here we learn that a person who is carrying a nevela didn't touch it with his hands or any other part of his body, but the nevela is in his pocket or in a knapsack on his back or in his briefcase, and he's carrying the briefcase. The begodim that he's wearing are also tomei. And we learn from this, not only the begodim that he's actually wearing, his shirt, his sweater, whatever, but even begodim which he is touching while he is carrying the nevela. So he's carrying this bit of nevela in his briefcase, in his knapsack on his back. And at the same time, he's touching his clothing, not the only clothing he's wearing, but he's touching clothing what he's not wearing. He's carrying, on the other hand, a briefcase with other clothing. All right? And not only clothing, but if he's just carrying a briefcase besides the nevela which he's carrying in his knapsack, so that briefcase becomes tomei. Because the person who is carrying a nevela at the time he's carrying the nevela is mitamei kelim b'mago, any kelim which he touches. However, suppose he takes a knapsack with the nevela off and puts it down, what is his status then? He's not no longer carrying the nevela. So he is only a person who has become tomei. He's a rishon, but not an av. While he's carrying it, he's an avatumo, and he's metame begodim vekelim bimago. But when he's not carrying that nevela, then he is only a rishon. And a rishon, as we learned, is never metame kelim, only ochlin umashkin. Interestingly enough, the person who is carrying a nevela is not only not who is carrying a nevela is only metame kelim begodim, because the Torah only tells us about begodim kelim, utensils, objects. But it doesn't say that if I am carrying a nevela in my knapsack and I shake your hand, that I can make you tame, even while I'm carrying the nevela. The power that I have as an avatumba is that I, because I have a masa on the vela, I'm carrying the vela, I can render kalim to mayim, the kalim which I'm wearing and the kalim which I touch. And the same thing is true if I'm carrying mechatos sheyesh bohem kedei hazor. Shehei metame nesa'odom b'maso, letame begodim b'mago. I am metame the begodim which I am wearing or which I am touching while I am carrying the nevela as my masa, as my burden. And the Mishnah Beis concludes, v'chasuche v'godim b'maga, meaning, chasuche is a lashon like we had in the parsha of Vayera, in the parsha of the Akedah, v'loi chosachto es bincha, you did not hold back, you did not restrain, you did not prevent. So here too, when the Mishnah says v'chasuche begodim b'mago, it means that begodim cannot become tomei through mago. Meaning, if I am not carrying a nevela, but I am merely touching a nevela and not carrying it, so if I'm touching a nevela with my left hand and touching other kelim with my right hand, then those other kelim do not become tomei. If I'm not carrying a nevela, but just touching a nevela, the begodim on me do not become tame. The begodim on me become tame only if I am carrying a nevela, because the pasuk says, with reference to hanoseyes nivlaso yichabes begodov. But when it comes to hanogeya benivlaso, Chumash Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lutes Yitmo Ad Ho'erev. There's no mention there of Kibbutz Begodim. So the Begodim cannot become directly Tomei through contact that I have with an Avela. But only if I have contact with an Avela, not contact, but only if I am carrying an Avela B'masa, then the Begodim which are on me are Tomei. But if I'm merely touching an Avela, then the Begodim are on me, which are on me, or even things which I touch, let's say, with my other hand, while I'm one hand touching an Avela, the other hand touching whatever, that whatever is not Tomei. That's the meaning of Chasuche Begodim B'mago. That's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel proceeds now to a stricter level. L'mailo mehen, still stricter, is Boel Nida. A person who has intercourse with a woman who is, at the time of intercourse, a nida. And here, we turn to Vayikra again, to Perek Tesvov in Parshas Metzora, and in Pasuk Tesvov, Perek Tesvov in Vayikra, Pasuk of Dalet, we have the following Pasuk. V'im shachov yishkav isho so, if a man lies with her, with a woman who is a nida, usehi nida sa olav, her nida status becomes transferred onto him, he obtains the power of tuma which she, the woman, nida, had. V'tomei shivas yomim, he, the man, is now tomei shivas yomim. And the pasuk concludes, v'chol ha-mishkov asher yishkav olav yitmo, if he lies down upon the bed, that bed becomes tome. Now, the Gemara learns from this pasuk, usehi nidasa olav, that a boel nida is an av hatuma like a nida. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Boel nida, shehu mitame mishkov tachton ko'elyon. If a boel nida, the husband, accidentally, let's say, not realizing that she's a nida, has intercourse with his wife, with she's a nida, then he becomes, quote, a nida too. And he is an avatuma to the extent that if he now lies upon a stack of blankets, not only is the blanket immediately under him, Tomei, but Mishkov Tachton, but if the 10th blanket all the way at the bottom of the stack of blankets and he's on top of the stack, that too becomes Tomei. That's the power of the Av HaTumah status, which is transferred from the Nida to the Boel Nida. And just like a Nida herself is Metame Odom and Klicheres, so too the Boel Nida is Metame Odom uKlicheres. Shehu Metame Mishkov Tachton Ko Elyo. There are certain restrictions here in how far this goes, but we will not complicate matters further than the simple translation of that phrase. L'maylo mehen. Now we're going to a still stricter level of Avos HaTumah. So we have now quite a list. We have the five in the first Mishnah, Sheret, Shichvat, Zera, Tomei Meis, Mitzoy Rabi Mei Sofro, Mechato She'en Bohem Kedei Hazoya. In Mishnah Beis, we added two more, Nevelo, Mechato She'esh Bohem Kedei Hazoya. Mishnah Gimel, we added yet an eighth Boyel Nida. And now we're adding another quality, another sample of Avos HaTumos, which are yet stricter than all the preceding ones, including Boel Nida. L'mayla mehen zovo shel zov, the actual liquid, fluid, which emanates from a zov's body, rendering him a zov, viruko, and his spittle, v'shichva zera, and his semen, umeme raglov, and his urine. Meaning all the body fluids that emanate from a zov, and we will define exactly what a zov is later, but a zov is mentioned in the Torah as a person who has a certain specific type of tumor based on the fluids which emerge from his body. So once he has the status of a zov, which again we will define further down the road, all of his body fluids, the ziva itself, the actual fluid which rendered him tamei, and his saliva, his sperm, and his urine, vidam hanida, and similarly, the blood, the fluid, the blood which emanates from a nida's body, shehem mitamin bimago uvemasa. They have the power of rendering someone who comes into contact with them tamei, and also the person who carries these liquids makes him tamei. Now here, there's a difference between the power of Zovo, Shelzov, etc., Vedam Hanida, with reference to the fact that they are Metame Bemaga Uvemasa. Because whether the person touches them, these fluids, or whether he carries them, he is Tomei, and he is Metame the Begodim and the Kalim, which he touches as long as he is still in contact with the original source of Tumah. He cannot be metame, by the way, Odom uchlicheres. Whereas the Avos HaTumah, which we had in Mishnah Beis, namely the Nevela, and the Mechato Sheyesh Bohem Kedei Hazor, they are not metame Odom b'mago letame begodim. Remember, if a person merely touches a Nevela, his begodim do not become Tomei. However, when it comes to Zovo, Shelzav, Veruko, etc., Vedam Hanida, the person who touches them also requires Kibus Begodim. The Begodim which he is carrying or touching are also also can render them Tomei. Now we go to a yet further tumah, and that is Merkov. Merkov is a component of the saddle. The saddle itself, the person sits upon, this is a discussion, but probably has a quality of Moshov, which we'll come to. It's a seat. It's a difference, a chair or the saddle that the person sits on. But there are other components of the saddle, namely the back of the saddle, which supports the rider's back, or the front of the saddle by which he holds on to, which he grasps when he's riding on the horse, that has a quality of a merkav. It is a utensil used for the purpose of riding a horse or a camel or whatever. So, if, as we will see, if a zov sits upon a saddle and uses that merkav, so then that merkav is mitame tachas even misoma. An Eben Misoma is a strong stone or heavy stone which is usually placed as a weight upon something. The word Misoma means placed. It's placed there usually as a weight to hold down something something significant. Now, suppose there's a Zov And under the Zav, there's such a stone. He's on top of the stone. And under that stone, there is a Merkov. There is this saddle. So the Zav itself, the Zav himself, is not putting his body pressure on the Merkov. His body pressure is being put on the Eben Misama, which is suspended above the Merkov. Nevertheless, the Merkov under the stone is also Tomei. And we will learn more halachos about the Merkov as we proceed. L'mailam in ha-Merkov, even stricter than the Merkov itself, is the Mishkov. Something, a bed, a couch, a stretcher, a hammock, something which a Zav lies upon. Or, by the way, almost equivalent, there are some subtle differences between Mishkov and Moshov. Moshov means a seat, a bench, a chair, that a stool which a Zav sits upon. So this Mishkov is stricter than the Merkov, because the Mishkov is also metame tachas even misoma. If there is a heavy stone interfering, this placed between the body of the Zav, which is above the stone, and the Mishkov, which is below the stone. So there's a couch on the ground. Above the couch is this Eben Misoma. And above the Eben Misoma is the Zav. The Zav now is Metame, the Mishkov as well, and the Mishkov is Tome. And in the case of a Mishkov, more than the case of a Merkov, Sheshova Mago'o Limaso'o. The Maga coming into contact with this Mishkov is equal to carrying the Mishkov. Because in Vayikra Tezvov, in Parshas Metzora, in Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk there says, V'ish asher yiga b'mishkovo, yichabes b'godo v'rochatz b'mayim v'tomei adorev. The person who touches the Mishkov Hazav is Tomei, and everything he's wearing, meaning the clothing which he's which are upon him and the other kelim which he touches, also become Tomei. So the power of the Mishkov Hazav is to be metame b'maga as well as b'masa. That's a beferush pasuk v'ish asher yiga b'mishkovo. However, the Merkav Hazav is not metame begodim. That's the strictness, the chomer, of the Mishkav Hazav over the Merkav Hazav. Because if you have your chumash open, look at Pasuk Tes in Perek Tes Vav and Parshas Metzora, which reads V'chol haMerkav Asher Yirkav Olov Hazav Yitma, but it doesn't say that the begodim are tomei. It just says Yitma V'chol haNogeya V'chol Asher Yiyeh Tachtov Yitma Ad Ha'orev, etc. So you see from here, the Mishkav Hazov, whether it's Nogeya or Nosei, requires Kibbutz Begodim. But by Merkav, the Pasuk makes a distinction between Nogeya and Nosei. Nogeya, there is no Kibbutz Begodim. Nosei, there is. Finally, we reach a still higher level, and that is L'mailo min HaMishkav Hazov. The Zov himself is of course a stricter avatuma than the Mishkov, the couch which he lies upon. In what respect? Shehazov osa Mishkov. A Zav who lies upon a couch renders that couch an avatuma. However, ein Mishkov osa Mishkov. If I take the couch, the avatuma, and place it upon another couch, that second couch remains tohor, because when the Zav lies upon the Mishkov, he renders the Mishkov Tomei. But when that Mishkov lies upon a second Mishkov, that second Mishkov is only a Rishon Lituma. That's the meaning of Zav Osa Mishkov, V'ein Mishkov Osa Mishkov. And so we have finished Maseches Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel, the first Perek, the second and third Mishnayos, and in the process have completed lesson number 2.